137 yards and 4 touchdowns, led Clemson in the wide receiver core. So far, 97 receptions, 1,488 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Played 1,200 snaps. He's coming back. He's agreed to terms with the Tigers. Now, you got to get him signed because I don't know if you saw what happened with the Minshew stuff yesterday, but the former Notre Dame quarterback Minshew, who was committed to Nebraska, left Notre Dame to go to Nebraska, was only with Nebraska about a day because Kenny Minshew now flips to Kentucky. It's only Kentucky, but you see that one coming out. So we can talk about that a little bit and all of the, again, all the Clemson visits, all the South Carolina visits. We'll talk some Georgia stuff there as well. College basketball last night, 10th-ranked Nebraska down to Ohio State in Columbus, 72-69. Nebraska moves to 15-0, 4-0 in the Big Ten. Ohio State falls to 10-4, 2-2 in the league. Great win there. 10-0 now for 10th-ranked Cornhuskers, which is awesome because in this world now, anybody can win. And Nebraska, a long-suffering basketball program, is one of the 10 best teams in the country. 12th-ranked Michigan State won against Southern Cal, 82-51. Southern Cal falling to 1-3 in the league. Bad day in the NFL. 4 more coaches fired, including the Raiders firing Pete Carroll, the Cardinals firing Jonathan Gannon, and the Browns moving on from Kevin Stefanski. That now gives us – Falcons also firing Raheem Morris after 2 years. That now gives us 6 head coaching vacancies in the NFL. You know, we had the 2 earlier in the year with the Titans firing Brian Callahan and the Giants firing Brian Daboll. So we got 6 openings now as far as that goes. How about the thriller in college football last night, the FCS Championships, Montana State, who blocked a – who had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, blew it, and the game was tied at 28 and went and gave up an opening touchdown to Illinois State in the first overtime, but blocked the extra point. Then on fourth down, Montana State scored, and they made their extra point. So they went on to Bobcats now, 35-34. They beat Illinois State with a great, great win there. So did you watch any of the FCS championship game last night? I know you're a big football guy.
I did. I decided that game was in hand, and I could go to bed.
Interesting.
And, you know,
it was at hand. They had just enough of a lead to send it overtime to block an extra point. That's what that was about.
Well,
just enough of a lead.
You know, the team that I thought had it in hand that was going to run away with it at halftime, that result still stuck. Yeah. But I'm glad I got a lot of sleep, but I talk a lot about enjoying these non-SEC matchups.
Yeah.
And I just hate that I missed such a good one.
Well,
in its entirety, at least.
Yeah. That's okay. That's all right. You can watch it today if you want to go back. If you're a huge fan, you can go back and watch it today. Seeing the weather today?
Yes.
62. Wind's going to blow a little bit for you golfers, 10 to 15. But 62 degrees tomorrow. I'm playing golf tomorrow. 72 degrees. You heard it.
Let's go.
66 on Thursday, 67 Friday, 66 on Saturday. We've got 61 next Tuesday, 59 next Wednesday. Nothing outside the 50s through January the 20th now as far as highs go. Nothing in the 20s as far as lows go. Our low on Thursday night is going to be 55 degrees. Boy, I'm loving this. Living in beautiful South Florida, Clemson, South Carolina. So that's all good. Ole Miss continues a pretty good run. Not only do they get Chambliss back if he does get an extra year, but Lacey, the running back Lacey, signs a new deal with Ole Miss. So all that thought about all these superstars leaving Ole Miss to go to LSU, that hadn't happened as of yet. So that's good news there. So got a lot to do, man. Got a lot to get into here today. I'll tell you about the portal stuff as well, about who's visiting Clemson, who has visited Clemson, South Carolina, who's going to visit Clemson, South Carolina. We'll do all that today as well. Hey, my awesome friends at Ingles, I told you today I'm going to have some – I always thought it was Wednesday. Let me check and make sure of this. When I get my specials for the week, they give me the weekly specials. They actually give it to me a week in advance, and that gives me – and I probably shouldn't have access to this because that gives me all excited, especially when they give me some – some Bluebell ice cream type stuff. Let me check and see if we've got anything today on the 6th. Anything new here? Tomorrow. Tomorrow's where I get it. Can I just give you a quick little update? If you like grilling out, tune in tomorrow, and I'll tell you about the specials that will be going on. I can't tell you now just because I don't want to get them in trouble, but tune in tomorrow. Also, if you like some coffee, there's some great coffee deals there. There's some really good fruit deals there. I'll tell you all about that coming up tomorrow. Hey, the thing about Ingles, you need the pharmacy, you need the floor department, you need the deli department, you need the seafood and meats department back there. My wife says she wants me to make the thick pork chops. You know, they've got the two cuts back there of the steaks. And when I say thick, man, it's got to be like maybe 3-inch pork chops. So I'm going to run by Ingles and get those thick pork chops. You know what she said? She said, if you ever open a restaurant and you get those big, thick steaks, thick pork chops, you call them Mickey's Thickies. So we can do that. I always say if I do my milkshakes, I can call them Mickey's Milkies. And then I told Drake last night, we're all laying in bed, and I told Drake last night, you know, if we order a restaurant, we'd call them Drake Steaks. So anyway, Mickey's Thickies, we're gonna put those on the grill coming up this week because they're going to be grilling out with that great weather. Can't beat that. Love it. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my great friends at Ingles. Check them out. And check out that cold beer cooler here in Clemson if you're live in this area. Get the gas. Get the Starbucks. Let them take care of you. You're going to love the Ingles Advantage card. Love the savings. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my great friends over at Ingles. A short break. We'll come back. Segment 2 with Mr. Will Clanton when you return right after this.
Weight loss is hard. I know for a lot of you feel that. You understand that because you've been trying to lose weight for years. Maybe you lost weight successfully in the past. Now you put on a few pounds, you want to drop them. And it's just harder than it used to be. Well, it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's not because your body's broken. It's just the natural result of slowing metabolism. Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks with PhD Weight Loss. And it's because they got to the bottom of my metabolism slow, and then they sped up my metabolism so that I was burning fat like I used to when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. It's incredible. And that's why I've been in the maintenance program for 5 years now, because that's the result that I've seen. That's the result I want you to see as well. If you want to understand why your body's not cooperating, call PhD now. Mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year special. It's free. It's personalized. And they can explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say, Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphcweightloss.com.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say Brandon.
Bottom line is, our great friends at the Patterson Tax Service, I was talking to Russell last night. Russell is in Murphy, North Carolina right now. And Russell's taking care of all of the new software updates. Every year they do it. Every year they go study it. He's in class all day and learning more about it, taking it back, teaching everything. Patterson Tax Service, you know, so much of this thing is software now. And fact of the matter is that these folks do an incredible job because of just that continuing education stuff. So you got to do it. You got to see all the new stuff. Let them take care of your taxes for you. We love the Patterson Tax Service. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. Go ahead and make your appointment now. They'll take care of you. They'll get you lined up, and they'll do an absolutely incredible job. It's our great friends at the Patterson Tax Service. Again, 864-859-8289. Go ahead and sign up now, and they'll be doing taxes in 2 weeks. And they'll file them, and then, you know, the first day that the IRS accepts them, I'll let you in a little secret. They said like the 25th is where they'll start accepting them. But the fact is, like, about the 20th, they'll start, you know, moving it 100,000, 21st, a couple hundred thousand, and 300,000 or 400,000, just to see if the system works. That's what the IRS does, to kind of, you know, feed it to the system slowly to make sure it works. So first in, first out, man. You want that quick return? Go ahead and make your early appointment. And it gets tight early over there with times. Make that appointment. Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
Yesterday went a little interesting. We didn't get a lot of time to talk about the successes of Clemson men's basketball.
Yeah.
Not like women's basketball is not looking successful right now. They are operating at a very high clip, especially compared to where they usually have as a program. But like we said, a very asterisk-heavy accomplishment for Brad Brunell. Clemson, for the first time in program history, wins its first two ACC league games on the road. Only 17 attempts at that, but, you know, that's 1 out of 17. That seems about right for playing on the road in the ACC in basketball. But Clemson's got an opportunity to really start rolling that tiny boulder downhill very early this season. And it comes by way of net rankings, which usually works against us. My assumption is because of the ACC and the success that we had against the SEC. There's a lot of asterisks with basketball today.
Yes.
A lot of asterisks in segment two. But because of how much better the ACC performed in the ACC-SEC Challenge this year, remember last year there was two wins out of 16 games. This year, I believe it was seven?
They split. Exactly split. I think it's seven apiece.
Okay. because of that, the ACC is sitting a lot higher in the net rankings. And not just because of that, but because of performance in the non-conference across across the board. But SMU is a ranked basketball team. SMU is coming to Clemson
24th
tomorrow night as the 24th ranked team in the nation. Large in part because they went into the Dean Dome and they
I thought it was in the Dean Dome as well, but then I looked it up yesterday. I could be wrong on that. Let me look that up. I thought SMU was at home because somebody said they won it. A buddy of mine called and said, he said they won on the road at home. Hold on, let me see. Bear with me on that. Let me just quickly interrupt you on that one too, because you need to win tomorrow night, because this is what maybe one of the few times this can happen. No, that was at SMU.
Really?
Yep, home game, SMU.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, great win, though. Boopie Miller had 27, and they beat 12th-ranked North Carolina. Great win.
Boopie.
Love my guy Boopie. But that was in Dallas. Great win, though. But really, if you think about it, it's the – let's see if I'm right by saying this. It could be Clemson's first win against a ranked opponent this year. They lost 12th-ranked Alabama, yes. Lost to 10th-ranked BYU at the time. This is a chance to – and really the last chance they're going to have, you think, until they play Duke on Valentine's Day. So it's a chance to beat a ranked team.
Maybe. There are a lot of ACC teams that are sitting right on the bubble of that top 25 ranking. That's the only one that you can count on.
Okay.
Because, I mean, do we count on Miami at 12-2 to continue playing at a very the winning basketball? NC State at 10-5, I think that more is – it's more about their head coach and the expectations of the ACC Player of the Year rather than, the results. Because, again, 10-5, that's usually reserved for Duke or UNC, not an NC State program that – has not really done anything outside of win a very surprising ACC championship, the only championship that they've won in a major sport 2 years ago. It's going to be really interesting to see how this team does, because like many people have said, everybody's saying it, everyone's saying that this Clemson basketball team is performing winning more games than they should. But are they? Because we all saw that BYU game in Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
Did Clemson not look like the better team for the majority of that game?
First half.
Definitely the first half.
Yeah, second half, I thought BYU looked incredible. I give BYU a lot of credit. And maybe I'm wrong. I think the outlier is the first half, not the second half. I think BYU's elite. And I think the outliers the first half, because they were dominant in the second half.
It is a shame that we weren't able to capitalize on that.
That would have been a huge win. And Clemson would be ranked right now.
Oh yeah,
had they won that one for sure.
The Alabama game, another outlier, but really the reverse of how this team has
had performed. A chance to win that one,
and to come back from such an incredible deficit. On the road. That was. It's great to see, but it's still frustrating. It's an interesting year. And Zach Foster going down.
Hurt.
That looked like, okay, there's our hope. There goes our chance.
I'll tell you this, though, and I noticed this early in the year. I want to say, let me make sure I'm right with saying this. It was the maybe the West Virginia game. Maybe the Georgia game that Porter kind of caught my attention with his quickness and his athletic ability. And he's, since the West Virginia game, the first five games of the year, he scored 8, 9, 9, 8, and 8. Since the West Virginia game, 14 against West Virginia, 18 against Georgia, 14 against Alabama A&M, only 4 against Alabama, 17 against BYU, 10 against Mercer, 6 against South Carolina, 11 against Cincinnati, 9 against Syracuse, and 21 against Pittsburgh. I think he's picked up slack there a little bit. Somebody's got to do that. But I think that him and Buckner, both Buckner's done it at times too, that one of those two guys has played well pretty much in one of the two in each game since the injury. So those guys have really stepped it up, in my opinion.
And they're going to have to continue doing so. And they're, I mean, it's great to see. And we knew coming into this season that it was not going to be, here's your star, here's the guy that's going to score all your points. And really, it's worked out that way. It's every single night, somebody else is taking the responsibility to score more points.
Yeah.
I am most interested in seeing an increase in the defensive efficiency.
Yes.
That is one thing that
rebounding defense. Yes. Mm-hmm. Grit. Yeah.
Early in the season against lesser competition, we had this incredible rebounding win rate.
Yeah.
And that has kind of gone by the wayside when you bring in you bring in teams that are on paper a lot better, and mainly teams with a lot more height, you're going to see that because, again, that's what this team lacks. I want to see the defensive efficiency work out. And again, I think Ace Buckner is going to have a lot to do with that because he's shown in flashes. Again, he is young. He's not the only freshman getting minutes on this team, but is he somebody that we can rely on to be that defensive workhorse outside of Hunter? It's going to be interesting.
You want the good news or the bad news?
Give me the bad news first.
The bad news is, well, Clemson's 28th in the rating, in the rankings right now. They're third in the receiving votes. Mm-hmm. The bad news is they're 33rd, and there's only one reason why Clemson's 33rd. 1-2 in quad one games is not bad. They just hadn't had that many opportunities, and obviously Alabama and BYU were big, big time programs. Right now, Alabama's 13th and BYU's 9th. Georgia is doing great. They're 21st, and the win against Georgia helped. So, but 1-2 is not the issue. The issue is of the top 33 teams, Clemson's 33rd, of the top 33 teams, of all the teams ranked ahead of them, none of them have a quad 3 or quad 4 loss, and Clemson does. Clemson lost to Georgetown. At the time, we thought, man, Georgetown's going to be great, and Georgetown's not. Georgetown's falling apart. And so, as a result, even though it was on the road, that's turned out to be a bad loss. Because of what they've done since then. So, in the end, Georgetown is hurting Clemson. No other team, and I can go up and do the math for you about what they're ranked, but there's not a team ranked ahead of Clemson that has a quad 3 or a quad 4 loss. Clemson didn't have a quad 4 loss, but in the quad 3, they're 2-1, and that hurts them right now. So, they've got of the top 33 teams, they've got the worst loss of anybody in the country right now. So that hurts them. Now you want the good news?
Yes.
Tigers are 12-3, 2-0 in the league. There's 16 games remaining on the schedule. Can I do this by conference? Yes, I can. Okay. SMU is 23rd in the net, but Clemson on BPI, Clemson has a 72% chance of beating SMU. The Tigers go to Notre Dame. Notre Dame 67 in the net. Tigers a 59% chance of winning at Notre Dame. They host Boston College. Boston College has 190 in the net, 96% chance of beating them. They host Miami. Miami is 36th in the net. Clemson a 72% chance of winning at home there. They host NC State. NC State 37 in the net. Clemson a 66% chance of winning that one. At Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets are 147. Clemson an 81% chance of winning on the road there. They host Pittsburgh. The Panthers are 112 in the net, and Pittsburgh is 85% chance of winning there. They go to Stanford, who's 77, and that Clemson has a 70% chance of winning that one. They go to Cal, and Cal is 59 in the net. That's a 68% chance of winning that one. If you're keeping up, this is undefeated streak right here. And then finally, Virginia Tech before Duke. Virginia Tech is currently 57 in the net. Clemson, an 86% chance of winning at home there. That would put the Tigers at, let me see where I'm saying this here. That'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That would be 22-3, and that would be 12-0 in the league. Now, the bad news now comes in. Duke's 7th in the country. The Tigers only a 13% chance of winning at Cameron. But Wake Forest, who is 60th, at Wake Forest, Clemson, a 57% chance of winning there. Florida State is 114 in the net. The Tigers, an 89% chance of winning at home. Now, Louisville's very good. Louisville, 15th in the country. Clemson, only a 38% chance of winning at home. At North Carolina, who's 22nd, only a 41% chance of winning. But Georgia Tech, again, going down to Tech, 147. Tech is a 92% chance of winning at home. So, therefore, according to BPI now,
25-6.
25-6. 15-3 in the league. Now, you take that and run, and they're not going 25-6, and they're not going 15-3. But those and what's crazy is Clemson does not play Virginia. I don't know how you play an 18-game schedule, okay? You play an 18-game schedule, and there's 17 teams in the league, but you don't play every team. Like, what the what? Clemson does not play Virginia this year.
That is, you know, why? Like, I'd like to know who doesn't play Duke at all this year.
I can tell you.
Who's that?
Well, let me look it up, make sure here. Dookie. Let's see.
It's got to be Cal or SMU. You would assume.
They play SMU. They play at Cal. They play at Stanford. All right, let's make this in. Do they play Pittsburgh? Yes, they do.
Well, Jed's got the answer for us.
Oh, okay.
Miami.
Don't play Miami.
Interesting.
Okay. But again, now you got 17 teams, you got 18 games. Why don't you play everybody? Like, for the life of me, I don't get that one.
Lack of foresight, that's all it is.
I mean, that's just... This ridiculous. Anyway, basically what you're talking about there is that 25-3 would be remarkable, and 15-3 would be remarkable. It'd be an absolutely phenomenal. Now, to be fair, I said this too: the 2-0 road start. We mentioned this yesterday. It's not like you've beaten Lefty and Dean Smith on the road. Because Pittsburgh's won 12 in the country, and Syracuse is 90th in the country in net. But I say this: I think Syracuse and Pittsburgh are going to beat some people at home this year. Pittsburgh is not very well coached, but I think there'll be a time in there where neither have won a conference game yet. But I think they're going to take care of somebody at home.
Syracuse is a good-looking team, yes.
Yeah, they're athletic. They're long. Athletic. SMU's got to go there. North Carolina's got to go there. Now, that's at home. I don't know if they're going on the road and beating anybody. And in Pittsburgh, again, it's a tough place to play. And I think you'll see either Louisville or SMU goes there as well. Duke goes there. They'll get somebody at home. So I don't want to downplay. Those aren't great teams by any stretch. But there's still road games in this league. And it's Clemson's experience, I thought, paid off in both of them. You know, the Tigers, for the second, third year in a row, they've gotten old and stayed old. And so you go get two close single-digit wins, a three-point win at Syracuse, a five-point win at Pittsburgh. Probably didn't play your best basketball, but your experience of coming down the stretch, again, when you look at it, this isn't RJ Godfrey's first rodeo. And Porter's been around, and Welling and Hunter and Davidson and Buckner. I mean, these guys have been around. So that experience pays off when you go on the road and not play your best and still win like that. Big game, though, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Huge game for the Tigers, though. I enjoyed segment two. Let's take a break. We'll come back, talk transfer portal. Love to hear from you as well for the next two segments before we get to some guests. Short break, much more to this.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
Black Friday starts now. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Act now. Visit Verizon.com. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Get more value for every mile at Skinner Tire. Whether you're driving around town or hauling on the farm, our team delivers tire sales, installation, and repairs for cars, trucks, trailers, and farm equipment. Need an alignment, oil change, or balancing? We handle it all. Plus, 24-hour roadside help when you need it most. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we keep you rolling safely. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 and experience service you can trust from Skinner Tire, where your journey starts strong.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Came in at 4 in the morning, cut this, or 3 in the morning, cut this. Good stuff. Hey, call American Doormasters at 864-990-3075 in case you ever need anything to take them take care of your garage doors. They've got upfront pricing, fast, reliable service, most reasonable rates in the upstate, the garage door installation and repair. the garage door openers, installation and repair, the broken spring specialist, the keyless entry stuff. They do it all. New garage doors, Care Styles doors, Whisper Drive openers, same-day service. These folks are locally owned, licensed, bonded, insured. You're going to love it. 24-hour emergency service. Told you, where my good friend Greg Coleman had to use them and said, five stars, Mickey, five stars. Not too often you hear about five stars, but they did it. AmericanDoormasters.com. Let me knock out a early text message segment here and phone calls, and I got some other stuff with the portal. Quickly, Adams cover of your text line. 8740. PJ Hall and the Hornets absolutely obliterated the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Let's go Hornets. I've got a friend of mine that watches the NBA every single night and just absolutely loves them. And I mean, not in the Hornets, just loves all of it. PJ Hall last night, 20 minutes, 13 points, 5 of 6 from the field, 5 rebounds. Was a plus 6, so PJ Hall, great stuff there, and a great win at the Hornets now 13-23. I gave the Thunder their 7th loss. I didn't know that. Thanks for the texture, getting that to us. Texture says, how do you feel about no portal for Clemson for the quarterback? Starting to believe Dabo's pride is going to lose him his job. Thanks. We did a lot of that yesterday. I don't understand that decision. I like seeing what's going on defense. We'll talk about that in a second. But don't understand the quarterback thing there. Really don't get that. On the idea that Duke does not play Miami, Jed gets in this morning, our basketball aficionado, said, I'll take 6-6 of those predicted 10 wins. That would be 8-4 in the ACC, a very good start. No, Jed. You gotta change your expectations there. No, Jed, no. Now, SMU's a losable game. Tomorrow night, I can see you losing to Notre Dame. But like Boston College is not very good. You got to beat Miami at home. You take care of that one. NC State, these are home games. You got to defend your home court. Pittsburgh at home, Virginia Tech at home. You got to win all those. Georgia Tech on the road, you can win. You should win. Like Stanford and Cal, let's go out there and take care of these. These aren't great teams. 6-4. No, Jed. Let's raise the expectations. He said, I agree, Will. Duke did not want to potentially lose a former assistant in the first game at Miami, so Miami and Duke end up not playing each other.
Miami assistant coach is former – former Duke assistant yes. coach is now the head coach at Miami. So, don't tell me that this ACC league does not still – just give gifts to Duke and packages that are, you know, wrapped in 3 boxes and don't appear to be what they are to the outside observer.
Texture 7371 says, Carter Welling should be Davidson's backup. Why does Brad seem so hard on Nick Davidson? Minutes-wise, I have not noticed. Let me go back and look and see what the minutes look like. Davidson is just kind of finding his way, in my opinion.
He struggled greatly early at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, he's coming on a little bit. So just from a minute standpoint right now, Welling is averaging 21 minutes a game. Davidson's averaging 22 minutes a game. So Davidson has played more minutes. And again, to the point of why is he so hard on him, it's gotten better. At first, there were some struggles in there, but he seems to have gotten better in 2 of the last 3 games, double digits, and 3 of the last 5, double digits. And the rebounding, it's got to be a better rebounder. I don't think he's a natural rebounder, but he's got to be a little better rebounder through all that. Clemson needs all 5 to rebound, though. I don't think there's a natural rim protector rebounder down there to clean up those defensive boards and keep them off the offensive glass. But so right now, from a rebounding standpoint, Welling is your best rebounder. That might be why you'll see him playing some in there. But those minutes are very even, as I thought it turned out to be the case. Texture 2286 says, I wish I'd stop boosting up the basketball team every year. I get excited about the basketball, and at some point, it's just a meltdown. Well, see, now that's where I get caught. Because if I point out the positives, then I'm a sunshine pumper. if I point out the negatives, then I'm negative about basketball. So can't win for that one. And by the way, us boosting it up or playing it down has no effect on what's going on there, except for your expectations. I think we always need to raise expectations. 61-62 makes a good point. Georgetown's 136 in the net right now. If they're 135, it'd be a quad two loss. So that's going to help once they move up to quad two. Texas said two halves. Yeah, the Tigers need to play two halves. They've done a little better job of that. But again, those two road wins weren't their best basketball, but I like winning when I'm not playing my best basketball. It doesn't take a Herculean effort to win at Syracuse and Pittsburgh. We didn't get one. Those weren't like lights out. They're not hang them in the Louvre kind of a thing. Get it stolen maybe. But in the end, I like that. I like it's a win or a loss, no doubt about that. Late Murray Michael says, Mickey, there you go again, thinking things should make sense. He said, could it be that Dabo tried to get a quarterback and no one wanted to come to Clemson? No. He's not trying to get a quarterback.
There are still quarterbacks in the portal. The portal is still very much open. Yes. Yep. There's no quarterbacks visiting Clemson.
Texas said, look at Hunter Tice's game last night, 14 points in the league. How about that? Didn't realize that was the deal. 88-26 said, any chance Dabo's potentially wanting to go all in on Tom Allen, load the defense with top talent, and try to dominate on defense and survive on offense? Well, yeah, but wouldn't it make sense, too, that you would try to do the best you can on offense, not just not say, well, we're going to try to survive on defense? Go ahead and get that, too. 90-21 said, Mickey, it does feel weird not starting the PGA Tour off in Kapalua. Yeah, they've got the drought there, and they've got the golf course in bad shape. We talked about it on yesterday's show, and we're not going to play PGA Tour golf this week. Instead, we'll start out next week in Hawaii. 1260 says, I'd like to pick up the defensive line from Oklahoma, Marcus Strong. Big body beside Amari Adams to beef up the defensive line a little bit and help out those linebackers. We'll talk about some of those defensive linemen. Actually, there's several defensive linemen that Clemson is after right now. Josh Huff from California University College up in Pittsburgh, up in Pennsylvania. Jason Jenkins from Florida State. Courtney Kelly's coming in or has been in from West Georgia. And you could see, like the texter said, you could see the Oklahoma kid coming in. You could see the Southern Cal kid coming in. So we'll talk about some of those guys coming up. 4991 says, good, Mickey. How many of the guys on basketball could come back next year? Will Brownell need a total rebuild? That's a good question. Let me give you the latest as far as eligibility-wise. And now, this is assuming you don't apply for years 6 and 7 and 8, 9, and all that. Right now, I'll just give you where the roster is as far as years go. So, Butta Johnson is a senior. Dylan Hunter's a senior. RJ Godfrey's a senior. Nick Davidson is a senior. And Justin Porter is a graduate student. So, eligible to come back next year from the junior class, Wallin and Welling can come back. From the redshirt freshman class, you have Ace Buckner, Dallas Thomas. And from the freshman class, you have Zach Foster, Chase Thompson, Blake Davidson, and Trent Steinauer. So four freshmen, two redshirt freshmen, that's six, and two juniors, that's eight. So the only guys, again, not coming back, Nick Davidson, RJ Godfrey, Dylan Hunter, Butta Johnson, and Porter, the five guys there. So they have to go get, you know, four or five guys coming in. And they got a pretty good recruiting class, one understand, pretty good recruiting class coming in for sure there. So good question there by 4991. And that's assuming guys stay because, you know, guys can always leave. All right, a couple more here. 654 Roar. Early Masters prediction is asked by 6472. How do you go against Scotty Scheffler? But it's too early. Like, how are the guys in form and what's that going to look like? Oberg's going to win at some point in time. Austin gets in. TJ Moore's back. That may tell you a little bit of what you need to know about your weapons, what your weapons think of Christopher Cena. I think it tells you more about what Clemson thought of how much money they're giving those guys. This was a dollar deal. This is a financial deal. And he was asking for a lot of money, and I take it that he got an awful lot of money. And, by the way, he had a good game, though, against SMU. You know, he had the one-hand catch for a touchdown, the other long catch for a touchdown. So I think at the time it was a career high for T.J. Moore against SMU. 53-45, said I think that I like Dabo a lot, but definitely needs to go to the portal for a quarterback. Clemson's quarterback isn't on the 26th roster. Well, if he's not, then they're not going to play a quarterback this year. Let's go Wildcat, because they're not going to go get a quarterback. Hate to put it to you. Jed says the two freshmen coming in, good prospects, and Harris Reynolds and Will Stevens. Yeah, I think this is going to be a good basketball class coming up. And quickly, Orange Bill said, bottom line is, if we win 10-plus games with the quarterback in roster this year, why didn't he win the job? Do you think that Chad Morris has told him we had to have a quarterback, that we need a quarterback? I think he's told him that. I don't think it's going to happen there. And he said, plus our run designs and blocking was poor. I don't think it's designs. I think we run the same plays everybody else runs. I think that the blocking was not very good, and the backs weren't great, and I think the run game was a commitment to it and a personnel thing there more than anything else. And Texas said, why does Chad open his mouth and tell Dabo he needs a quarterback? Well, I think he has. I'm pretty sure he has. But, again, the head coach makes the decision through that. This is a head coaching decision. Texas said, what do you think our record would be going to be next year with a suspect quarterback? Give me your best guess. I'll touch on that. I got to take a break. I only have 7 seconds left to go. So I'll touch on that when we come back. Win game for Clemson in football next year. Whew. Hour number two when you come back right after this.